Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy too.
Friends, this segment is made possible by Platinum Cadillac and Chevrolet in Terrell, Texas. Stop by and visit with my buddy, Mr. Justin Rudd, and his team of experts, and let them put you in a new Chevy pickup or a Cadillac or whatever you might be in the market for. Also, the Choctaw Hunting Lodge up in southeast Oklahoma. Check them out at ChoctawHuntingLodge.com. Also made possible by Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Well, folks, you know, Mr. Whitetail, Larry's been with me 20 years on this show. We've hunted and fished together a lot all over. And some of the interesting information that he put out, but it's time to talk some fishing now with J.C. McCullough. Now, J.C., I fished with J.C. the first time, I don't know, 40 years ago. J.C., thanks for being with us, buddy.
Yes, sir.
I don't know. I was trying to remember. We fished the Red River in the airboats. We fished Cedar Creek. We fished Ray Roberts together. You've been guiding over 40 years now, haven't you?
Yes, sir. 46, to be exact.
Yeah, and we've hunted together, ducks and deer. It's been a while since we've had a chance to get together, but very soon, matter of days, we're going to be I'm going to get out there on the Red River with you and fish for catfish downstream from the dam. And, you know, I guess we could kind of concentrate on that on our first segment. I want to get you back after we talk a little bit and take a break. But catfishing has been really, really good. Tell folks why, in your opinion, why catfishing is so good down below the dam there at Texoma in the river.
Well, you know, Luke, them fish come up there every time they generate. That's just like a dinner bill, you know, come 5 o'clock in the evening. These fish, when they generate, all these catfish come up the river, the stripers come with them, you know. But most of the catfish, they're there to feed when the water's running. So when they turn the water off, them catfish just kind of fall back down to the holes where they come up from. But lots of them stay right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so fishing just unbelievable. Right now they're getting ready to spawn, so there's lots of them up there.
Yeah, so the stripers, catfish, all fish gravitate to moving water. You know, I know
yes,
that.
Yes, sir.
So
yep.
I was over the bridge there on Highway 75, just a matter of a few days ago, and I noticed off to the east, off to the right there, there's a lot of sandbars and all that. When you need
pretty dry,
it was. But after a rain or whatever, you never know when the Corps of Engineers is going to release water. But they do spasmodically release water, and I guess when they do, that current that pushes downstream pulls a bunch of fish from downriver.
They know exactly when that siren goes off. I mean, it's just like going out feeding hogs. They know when you're going to feed them, you know?
Yeah, and then they'll come up. And then a lot of them, those deeper, I remember fishing there with you years ago, just below the dam, you know, in the roped off area. Then you can only go so far back up toward the dam. And right up close there's some deeper holes, it seems like. I remember we used to fish together, you know?
Yeah, the holes are run about 3-4 miles apart.
Okay.
You know, then you got to run 4 or 5 inches of water and rock and trees, everything else to get to the hose, mostly sand and rock, you know?
Mm-hmm. There, so
them fish are stuck in the hose, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, they literally are, aren't they, in places?
Yeah, place to go till they run water.
That's my kind of fishing. You know where they are.
Yes, sir. I like fishing in a barrel.
Fishing in a big old 20-foot deep barrel in a way, JC. Yeah.
Yeah.
So when we go, we'll be fishing probably some up, you know, not in the restricted waters, of course, but up there.
No, we'll be right below it, about on half mile.
Uh-huh. So
we'll be fishing about 7-8 feet of water.
Okay. That's one hole, right? Deeper
hole.
Yeah,
it's one big hole. Yeah, it's probably
And it's
half a mile long and, you know, eighth of a mile wide.
So a lot of the fish will get to there, and once they're there, they're there. And then there's, I remember going down We used to fish together in your airboat years back. Also, the old toll bridge or whatever on downstream.
Yeah, and I remember that one time we put in down at Carpenter's Bluff. That's where me and you fished at one time.
That's the Carpenter's Bluff is where we put in.
Yeah, that was way down. That's 9 miles down the river.
But we don't need to go that far to get
no,
these
sir,
holes.
No, sir, we're going to fish right at the dam.
Yeah, within a few couple of miles maybe?
Yeah.
Yep. Well, there, I see people with kayaks and everything else, but I would imagine to get to those holes, you might be doing some dragging on your kayaks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, to get on that skinny water like that, you'd probably need to do that. Well, let's talk about catching the catfish. Now, how are you going to set up and what, you know, baits and all that kind of stuff?
Well, we'll be fishing with shad, and we'll free line them shad. A lot of times they want to bite the little live shad better than they do the cut shad, but I carry both kinds, you know, all at one time. So, but 90% of the time we'll catch them on cut bait.
Okay.
Yeah, they like that fresh blood.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's blue catfish filet mignon. I know that.
Yeah, yep.
So I guess you'll get up to these holes and probably anchor or whatever and then just put several baits in the water?
Yeah, we'll be fishing in an airboat in case we have to run down the river to go to them. So,
Yep. To get to the dam area, where most of the people meet you, JC?
You know, a lot of people come down 75. All they got to do is come down 75, no matter where you go. Take Highway 91, Denison Dam.
Yes. And it'll take you to
the spillway, and then you got a Texas side and you have the Oklahoma side, but Oklahoma owns all the water. So.
Yes. Right.
But we'll be putting in on Oklahoma side, the only place we can put in.
Yeah. Now, as far as license, tell us about that. What kind of license?
Okay. Well, if they're a resident of Oklahoma, all they need is a resident fishing hunting license.
Mm-hmm.
Fishing license for sure.
Yep.
Their non-resident, a one-day non-resident license is $26.
For fishing here,
Yeah, and then you're good to go anywhere in that river. And actually, it covers you on the lake, too.
Yeah.
You know, because it's a non-resident license.
Yep. Well, but the special Texoma license.
Yeah, that $12 Texoma license, they won't accept behind the dam. It has to be a one-day non-resident, or you can buy a lifetime for 80-something. I think it's $87.
I got you. Yeah. Well, so you'll meet the people probably a lot of times right there at the parking area there.
I'll meet them right there on the sandbar.
Yeah, where do they park down there? I haven't been there.
They can park. There's a little parking area right there. I mean, but the sand is so hard, they can drive right down there to where I'm at, too,
if they got
four-wheel drive. But
yeah.
It's only like about 25-yard walk from the parking lot to where I pick them up. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's easy to do.
It's an easy deal.
Is time of day really important? Of course, if you're a fisherman, I just want to get started. I like to fish in the morning, but is the fish?
Well, they generate right now. Their schedule is 5 a.m. till 8. So they shut the water off at 8. Then about 2 hours to fall down before it ever gets back down to normal. It's usually when I start, but I can fish with the water falling.
Yeah.
It's no big deal, you know. It may be a little bit slower, but once it gets down to that one level, boy, then they bite.
they've trapped, right? I mean, they're down in those holes. So a common way or common fishing trip, you'll put in there, put your airboat in right there below the dam, and then the first good hole is – you go through some real skinny water to get there, thus the reason for the airboat, I'm sure. But
you ain't gonna believe the rocks we got to run over that we go over that you can see is the reason there's no outboards can get in there.
No. So you'll run down downstream of half a mile or so, and that's the first fishing hole that you'll hit.
Yeah.
And those fish, actually, when the water recedes and goes down, they're kind of trapped there in a way, aren't they?
They are. I mean, they can still get, but they're stuck in them holes, you know, till the water runs.
One curious thought here. Do you ever see on that skinny water, you know, you'll have a deep hole that may be, I don't know, 15 foot deep or whatever. Then you'll have a stretch of real thin, shallow water. Do you ever see fish? You ever see them moving up that water, you know, moving through that water?
I do. I've gone down through there. The water's so clear behind the dam, you know. Yeah, I've seen massive schools of catfish. So we just turn around and get back above them and start fishing and catch them.
And that water might be 2 foot deep, right? You know.
Yeah, I can take you down there one night with bow fishing lights, and I can show you just acres of them big catfish just swimming around in a foot of water.
That's amazing. I've never witnessed that at all. But
yeah, that's just a whole different world. People just don't realize you can go right over top of them catfish. I mean, they'll shy away from the boat when the boat goes over them, you know, but it's just unreal how many there are.
Oh, I can imagine. At night, they make their move probably a lot of times.
Yeah, then all the other rough fish, too, you know. Mm-hmm. They're in there. They're predators. They just like me and you hunting. They're in there hunting food, you know.
That's right. Well, we're going to take a little break here, JC, and we're going to come back. And, folks, JC, I've hunted with him a lot in years past for deer and ducks, waterfowl. He's been guiding a long time. JC, I saw you one time. And I'll never forget this if I live to be 100. We were on Cedar Creek Lake hunting public water, of course, duck hunting.
I bet that's with that muzzleloader shotgun you had.
No, I drove you crazy with that thing. I'm sorry.
Hey, it works.
No, that was not. That was with you with a 12 gauge loaded with steel. I watched JC a cross country pintail. He wasn't about to decoy. He was going somewhere. Knocked that sucker down. I with steel shot. This has been 30 years ago. You did. You were shooting, and that sucker was 60 yards up, and he was going.
I remember that.
I have not forgot that. And he folded. And people think, steel shot. But you probably the lead using that steel. You nailed him. I never will forget that. And the muzzleloader. We'll talk about that a little bit more. I drove a few people crazy with a muzzleloader shotgun back in them days. But let's take a break, JC. And folks, JC McCullough, guiding on the Red River. He's going to be back with us here, and we're going to talk a little hunting. So stay with us, folks. I want to tell you about one of my long-term partners, and that is Pyramid Air. The website is pyramydair.com. They're a one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Big bores, little bores, PCP guns, Springers, you name it. All different brands, some great air gun supplies, but also a whole lot more. Archery, ammo, optics, shooting and outdoor gear, action sports, all this stuff can be found right there and ordered through Pyramid Air. So remember, go online to pyramydair.com.